Hello, yogis. Welcome. You're watching Yoga Lifestyle with Dr. Melissa West. My name is Rachel Marie White. I'm a yoga teacher over at sleepysantosha.com, where I run an online yoga community for people living with chronic pain and chronic illness. I'm so honored to be a guest here today on Melissa's channel. If you're new here, be sure to hit the subscribe button and don't forget to check out the yin yoga video Melissa made for my channel today as well. In my time as a yoga teacher, I've had the opportunity to work with so many fibromyalgia warriors, and I've watched them completely transform their lives with yoga. Not only in the physical sense, but also in the way that they cope mentally and emotionally with their condition. Fibromyalgia is a very unique chronic pain condition, and I find that it can affect each person a little bit differently. And because of this, it can be a bit tricky to navigate yoga when you're first getting started. So today I'm sharing three of my top tips for creating an accessible yoga practice when you're living with fibromyalgia. Before you even start your practice, make sure that you're as comfortable as possible. So avoid tight clothes with tight waistbands, don't wear bras with underwires in them, and make sure that you choose fabrics that are soft. Dress in layers so that you can remove clothes if you get too hot during your practice, and also that way you can layer up during the cooling restorative poses. If you're somebody who deals with the fibro problem of allodynia, this is an especially important step. Next, you'll want to make sure that you have the right yoga mat and props to support your practice. For chronic pain fighters, I usually recommend yoga mats that are made from natural materials and at least 5 millimeters thick so that all of your pressure points will be well padded. Investing in a yoga bolster and some yoga blocks will also be worth your while. When you first begin your yoga practice, go slow. If it's been a while since you've stretched or exercised, it would be a good idea to start with as little as 5 minutes a day, or maybe even just one yoga pose a day, depending on the severity of your condition. This is going to give you space to really tune into your body and see how each pose affects you. If you push yourself too hard, too fast, you could potentially trigger a flare-up or post-exertional malaise, so it's better to err on the side of doing too little. Pacing is something that a lot of chronic warriors struggle with, so I've actually written an entire ebook about this topic. It has even more tips about getting started with yoga, plus 3 beginner-friendly sequences that I think you'd really enjoy. It's free to download, and I'll leave a link in the description box so that you can check it out. For most of us, the first thing that comes to mind when we think of yoga is the poses. But yoga is so much more than that. Anything done with mindful attention to how you feel in the present moment is yoga. So even on days when you aren't feeling up to doing yoga poses, you can still practice yoga. For example, you could do a guided meditation practice while you lie in bed. Melissa has some great ones here on her channel. And you could also just count out 10 full deep breaths while you're resting. You could even do maybe just like some gentle circles with your ankles or your wrists and just link your movement with your breath. All of these things still count as yoga. Your yoga practice doesn't have to be an hour-long session on your mat. It can be whatever you need it to be. As you begin your journey with yoga, remember this golden rule. Yoga should never cause you pain. It is okay to experience pain during your yoga practice as long as your practice itself is not what is causing or exacerbating that pain. Thank you so much for being here today. I hope that this video has been helpful for you. If you've enjoyed it, be sure to give it a thumbs up so that it can reach more people. And leave your thoughts for us in the comments. We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear about your experience with yoga, if you've tried it before, and if so, do you have any tips that you would add to our list? A big thank you to all of you for watching, and thank you to Melissa for having me here today. I hope to see you all again really soon. Namaste.